So let's take a moment or two to talk about how effective this new anti-internet gambling law is going to be. Its major effect has been twofold. One, a lot of well-established internet gambling sites and poker rooms have stopped taking American customers. And two, a lot of established, especially American, financial institutions will no longer deposit money into any internet gambling places. So what we have is less choice, and also a situation where it's more inconvenient to get money into a gambling account. But let's quickly draw on an old analogy. There was a company, still is a company, called PayPal, that people use to make purchases over the internet on eBay, and they used to use it to make purchases into their internet gambling accounts. At some point, PayPal stopped letting you use it for internet gambling accounts. Around the same time, Visa, MasterCard, and many other credit cards stopped letting you charge internet gambling accounts on the credit card. What happened was that some companies, specifically NetTeller, a Canadian company, used this opportunity to create their own market. They said, hey, we're just like PayPal, but we're still going to let you deposit into the internet gambling accounts. NetTeller quickly became the preferred method to deposit money into internet gambling accounts. Well, now NetTeller is saying with this new law, they will no longer take Americans' money and deposit them into internet gambling. Might we not expect that NetTeller Part Deux, whatever company it happens to be and whatever country it happens to be, will step into this void? In fact, there are still plenty of ways to deposit money into these accounts, including the easiest method, maybe, although more time-consuming, mailing them a check, and they'll mail you one right back. But what happens when we raise this bar of inconvenience is that we lose some people. Some people decide it's no longer worth it to gamble on the internet. But let's ask, who are these people? Well, the people that can't be bothered are much more likely to be the casual gambler, not the problem gambler. Someone with a gambling addiction is going to be much more likely to find the new way to get his money into his gambling account. So we're stopping the people that we don't really care about stopping, and not stopping those that we wish we could stop. But that's not totally fair. Let's not forget about the children. Isn't it harder for the kids to open their internet gambling accounts? Yes, I guess it is. But let's not draw that conclusion out too far. If the same kids figured out how to start NetTeller accounts with their parents' bank accounts, I'm afraid that I think they're going to be able to start the new NetTeller, whatever it happens to be, with the same parental information. So as far as we have these financial institutions and these internet gambling sites operating outside of the law, we can't control whether or not they let the problem gamblers and children play. Though to be sure, the law is having some effect. No doubt it is a deterrent. But the proper question is it more of a deterrent than if we regulated? And that's what we'll ask in our next podcast.